Well, 12 months ago, Be Good to Your Mother burst onto the scene, winning at the Regal Roller. He's back to hopefully do it all again, and Dan Bowman is counting down the hours. He joins me this morning. Good morning, Dan. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have a chat to you, mate. It was 12 months ago where it all really kicked off for you and this boy. Is he going just as well?
He's probably not as forward this time in. Last year, obviously, had that residual fitness from winter, and he had to be winning to get his rating up. This year, he's sort of more using it as a kick-off point to build into hopefully a prep that has five or six runs in it.
How's he come back over all this time in?
Pretty good. He just come out of the Sydney run with a bit of an issue and gave him a good break, and he done a good bit of pre-training up at Leneva Park and got a good base into him, and he's actually pretty good, relaxing a lot better, which is a big key. So hopefully that translates from his work to his races.
Is he a horse that that little issue was only minor? It didn't really put back any of the preparations for the spring carnival?
It didn't put back any preparations for the spring, but it definitely was a decent enough excuse for his autumn campaign.
So what happened?
He tore the muscle off the side of his hip, off the side of his pelvis. We think it was at Caulfield in the Oar when he got corkscrewed. And it wasn't that bad, and we sort of got on top of it with the 5 weeks to Sydney run. But then when he slipped out of the gates in Sydney, it just went kaput, and he needed to get some treatment at Ballarat Veterinary Practice, some shockwave and cortisone and stuff in it to help it repair. And then he had a good break down at Port Arlington at Ballerine Adjustments, Thoroughbred Adjustments, and they'd done a good job with him. And then when he come back, we just did a lot of dressage, water walk work at Leneva, just to get him to strengthen up in behind and try and get him to relax at the same time.
So when you say dressage, what kind of work is that, and how does that try and strengthen up a hip?
Well, just gets him to carry his head properly. As you see in his race, and he sticks his head out and has an awkward gait. So we were just trying to get him to drop his chin down and carry it, arch his neck properly, and then strengthen up through his back so he's using himself properly.
Is that you who does that work, or do you bring in a dressage professional rider, or how do you go about doing those types of processes?
Heck no, I look bad enough at a walk, let alone try to ride dressage. No, we sent him to Leneva Park, and the guys up there, there's a couple of girls that do the dressage stuff, so they done a lot of work with him there, and then he done some water walk work after that, and then he did a couple of weeks up there hill track before he come back to here.
It's a pretty long process by the sound of it, that type of rehab.
Yeah, we just wanted to get him right, you know. He's no point coming straight back here and sort of going around the circle. It wasn't going to fix it. Whereas they've got big arena and the right riders, and then they've got the big, long, straight hill track. So it was just the right environment. We had a couple others that have gone there to do some sort of rehab pre-training, and we're happy with them. So we were more than happy to send our best horse up there.
And mentally, do you think it may be a blessing if you're saying he seems to have come back a bit more relaxed?
Yeah, we hope so. Look, you know, his second trial, he definitely trialled up a lot more relaxed. You know, he jumped okay, and then he's just taken his time to get to his top speed. He already has a high cruising speed, but, you know, last time in, and he was wanting to really get to that cruising speed quickly and overdo it, whereas his bits of work this time and his trials, he's just wanted to take his time to get to his top speed, which is good going forward, because obviously this prep we'd like to try and stretch him out to, you know, the Toorak and potentially the Emirates.
So he's drawn a good gate on Saturday. It's over 1,200. So if he's not as forward as he was last year, what are you thinking on Saturday?
Oh, look, last year we jumped the front and took the race by the scruff of the neck because we were fit enough to do so. This year, you know, we're probably going to see the likes of Jungle Edge roll forward and control the race. And if we can sort of sit in that second or third pair and just have it as a genuine tempo and he's relaxed, and as long as he's hitting the line, and we'll be happy.
You went through the Memsie to the Rupert Clark last year. Is that the same game plan?
I don't think so. Probably just try and keep our sights low, a bit lower before we get to the Rupert Clark. probably take him to Adelaide for the Penny Edition, or there's an open 1400 on the same day. It's just going to depend on the weights, obviously, with the COVID and the raised weights. If we go to that open handicap, yeah, he's probably going to slug around 62 or something, 63. So we might send him over to Adelaide. And I think just the AAA will help tuck him up a bit too, fitness-wise, and have him ready to go for the Rupert Clark again.
Well, it's good to see the good horse back tomorrow, or I should say on Saturday, and wish you all the best, Dan.
Thank you.